NU must reach consensus on areas of contention in critical first 100 days, says political analyst. Justice Malala, political analyst, commentator and writer, speaking at the latest PSG Think Big webinar. With a government of national unity, NU, now at the helm, South Africa stands at a pivotal moment in its history where promises must be transformed into policy, systemic inequalities addressed, and economic growth ensured. The first 100 days will be critical to demonstrate whether the NU can prove its mettle. These were the sentiments shared by political analyst, commentator, and writer Justice Malala during the latest PSG Think Big webinar on what lies ahead for South Africa in this new political era. The series is aimed at promoting open dialogue and stimulating critical conversation on some of the country's most pressing issues. According to Malala, what started off as a tense election period has resulted in a positive outcome, with the potential to revive the Rainbow Nation of 1994. Markets were also upbeat, with a rallying around the positive news of the NU. However, according to Malala, the honeymoon is delicate and all eyes will be on how quickly this new dispensation can gain traction. He believes that to do so, the importance of the initial phase of this new administration is crucial. It is critical that the new coalition stays united. Everyone, particularly the two major players, must believe that it's more rewarding and profitable for them to be inside the tent, and President Ramaphosa's leadership will be crucial. Malala says the ANC's securing of a disproportionate number of parliamentary seats may pose a gridlock to this dialogue and the ability to execute quickly and strategically. According to Malala, to avoid roadblocks, the coalition must recognize that there is no winner amongst them. To navigate points of disagreement, he says there must be further clarification on the deadlock-breaking mechanisms soon, which according to Malala have not been fleshed out adequately so far. He added that there needs to be a thorough analysis on the meaning and depth of consensus, and how much consultation is required to move forward, as these will need to be used in areas of contention in the future. Malala acknowledged that the feeling of optimism is mixed with trepidation on whether we can move forward decisively. He believes there is a significant risk that the various parties could pull apart, citing that even when we have had that consensus within the ANC itself and within the tripartite alliance, there has been some back and forth on certain issues which have hindered progress. To move quickly to action, Malala suggests a dynamic approach where parties work together, conceding on certain issues while pushing forward on others where the skills align, and focusing on quick wins. The parties must avoid fighting every battle but rather slice it up according to the skills and interests of each, and what each one can realistically achieve. Humility is therefore key over the next few months, he said. Using the example of the DA's focus on fixing the issue of skills migration, he explains that the DA may agree to concede on certain aspects of the NHI implementation, provided they are given leeway to work on easing the visa regime to bring in skilled workers. But to secure quick wins, Malala believed the primary goal must be to stimulate dialogue centered on business activities such as producing, selling and ultimately funneling money into the hands of ordinary people. He said that this approach fosters job creation and initiates a healthy economic cycle. We all want universal healthcare, but let's first fix and make the existing system work for ordinary South Africans. Malala said that accountability from opposition is also critical. He said the National Prosecuting Authority, NPA, and other institutions need to be strengthened to combat corruption. Malala concluded that the clock is ticking for President Ramaphosa and his new team. We need to recognize that we don't have the luxury of time. 100 days is a good marker, let's make them count. Ends. Author: At Justice Malala, political analyst plus posts. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.